Today's audiocast for Friday, September 29th, 2006 is sponsored by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb Audio News. Sometimes when the winner of a big contest is announced, you wonder why he or she entered in the first place. But that's definitely not the case with Bob Meadows, who won an almost new Garmin G1000 equipped Cessna 172 in the annual Sporty Sweepstakes earlier this month. Meadows is immersed in aviation. He works as a flight inspector on the C-5 modernization project for Lockheed Martin. He's also a 5,700-hour commercially rated pilot who lives with his wife Ellen on a private grass strip they share with a neighbor, a Delta pilot. Their 19-year-old son, Joe, is a private pilot working on an instrument rating and studying to be an air traffic controller. They also own a Piper Tri-Pacer that's been converted to a tail dragger. Bob and Joe spent a few days last week learning the ins and outs of their new glass panel-equipped Skyhawk. AvWeb's Russ Niles talked to father and son about how winning is going to change the way they fly.
I understand you got it on your answering machine at home. You clicked the button on the answering machine, and what did they say?
They say it was Michael Wolf from Sporties, and I was the winner of the 2006 Sweepstakes. I listened to it, and then after I got through, I thought, well, I'm going to play it again. Did I hear what I thought I heard? So I played it again, and that was the answering machine. And while I was playing it the second time, the phone rang. I grabbed it, and it was Michael in person telling me the same thing. And, boy, was it a shock.
Well, let's describe the airplane. What did you end up getting in your early Christmas stocking here?
Well, you can't tell it from a brand-new airplane. I mean, it's so shiny when I looked at it. And, of course, the leather interior, the paint scheme, everything is just perfect on it. It's I really like it. And the glass cockpit, of course, I'd never flown anything like that. I'd just seen it in magazines, so it was really overwhelming almost to me.
Okay, so what kind of money are we talking about? What's this thing worth?
I looked that up pretty quick. Cessna was saying about $230 on their price list for, you know, brand-new airplanes out of the factory.
Okay, well, how many hours are on this one?
I think they told me it had about 600 total on it.
And all refurbished for the sweepstakes, I guess, hey?
600 hours don't hurt one.
That's just broken in.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. You and a partner own a grass strip down in Georgia somewhere, right?
Right. We're about 35 miles out of Atlanta.
You'll be flying the 172 into a 2,000-foot grass strip?
Yeah, we've flown 172s in there, 182s also, so they operate pretty good. You know, we have to watch our weight and fuel load, but we keep that down lower, and we can go out with a good margin of safety.
Okay, well, right now, you were telling me earlier that you're flying a Piper Tri-Pacer that's been converted to tail gear. What's the biggest thing that you notice that's a difference between that and the 172?
Well, the 172, you know, the flaps make it a good short field landing airplane. Also, you pull the power back on the Pacer and you're falling about like you do with full flaps on the Cessna. And the Pacer is a lot quicker, more sensitive airplane. It's not as stable a platform as the 172 is. The 172 is just a really good, solid feeling airplane compared to the Pacer.
Let's talk to Joe a little bit. Joe, you found out about the win in kind of an unusual way, didn't you?
Yeah, I was down in South Georgia in college, and Dad called me up and asked me if I would get online to look and see who won the 172 sweepstakes. And I did, and sure enough, his name was on there, and it was a shock. And I was probably almost as excited as he was, and I had to ask him, you know, was it the truth?
Now, you're a pilot, too?
I got my private pilot rating about a year ago, and I'm working on my instrument right now.
Well, this is a nice platform to be working on your instrument rating anyway.
Right. It'll practically do just about everything for you with the glass cockpit and autopilot and the GPS system.
Charlie's an instructor for Sporties, and he's been working with the Meadows to do the transition to the glass cockpit. How'd they do?
Well, they're doing great. As part of the winning, we're giving them the same G1000 transition course that we give all of our new Cessna customers. So They came in like almost everybody does. They looked at the glass and said, son, you got your work cut out for you here. He says, I don't think we're going to get anything done in 2 days. I don't know anything about this. And sure enough, this morning we were shooting ILSs and GPS and VOR approaches to minimums around here. So they're coming along like everybody does. It's intimidating to look at, but it's laid out pretty logically, and they're doing great.
Okay, well, Bob, you've got quite a few hours. You've got 5,700?
That's correct.
I understand you work in the aviation industry as well.
Yes, I'm a flight inspector.
A flight inspector on something a little larger than a 172, though, right?
Right, Lockheed C-5s.
Are you actually up flying the C-5s?
No, we're not flying them. We are going through some mods with them now. We're putting glass cockpits in them, taking all the analog stuff out of the flight deck. We're installing new engines, same engines on the 747s. Air Force One, so it's a mod program. We're doing three airplanes. It's a test program, and it's coming along real well. When we get the airplanes, as we do all this work on them, my job is I'm just one of many of the inspectors, but we just look at the jobs, and after the mechanics do the work, and just a second set of eyes to make sure nobody misses anything, and then as airplanes go into flight ops, we're there to help do the pre-flights along with the mechanics and make sure, you know, they're ready to fly. We've got one already flying well into the test, and the second one is almost ready to fly. It's been an interesting job. It's a lot of fun and something different every day. I really enjoy it.
Got any trips planned or anything?
Well, not trips yet. Joe and I have flown together since day one, and we're almost together on every flight. So it's going to be a lot of fun for us to learn together. When we get where we feel comfortable with it, then we're going to start going places.
Well, good for you, and congratulations.
Now, the sweepstakes airplane isn't new. It has about 600 hours of gentle use as a demo plane, and Sporty's explains there's good reason to give away a used airplane. Taxes. The book value of the prize airplane is about 40% less than the price of a new plane, so the tax bite is a little easier to take. Also making news this week, airports are getting creative when it comes to boosting their bottom lines. There's a change in the corner office at Mooney, and responsibility for the Washington Air Defense Identification Zone has shifted to the Coast Guard. For this and a whole lot more, just log on to avweb.com. Comments on today's podcast are welcome. Our email address is audionews@avweb.com. Today's audiocast was sponsored by Aviation Safety, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention. Look for AvWeb's next audiocast on Monday, October 2nd. I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for downloading AvWeb's Audio News.